Well, hi again, everybody. We have such a full agenda here today that we got to get going right away. Our two senior news reporters, Wally Blue and Arthur Skirmahorn, are covering a major story in Midtown New York today. So for their late report, we go now to Manhattan's Fessenden Hotel.
Lee Blue here in the gold horizon room of the once fashionable Fessenden Hotel. Empty folding chairs are all over the place to my right for the news conference to be held shortly by Congressman-at-Large Grover Bushnell. Rumor has it that the congressman will be announcing his candidacy for president in 1988. So for the latest on those unfounded reports, let's switch now from the back of the conference room to the podium area and my broadcasting colleague, Arnie Skirmahorn.
Arthur Skirmahorn here at the podium area of the Gold Horizon Room. I'm not sure why Wally Blue thinks I have any late word on Congressman Bushnell's plans from this vantage point, since no one else has arrived in the room yet. However, we are expecting the congressman to arrive momentarily. And everything is in readiness for his arrival. The carpet appears to have been recently vacuumed, with its badly worn red pattern showing against a blue background. And now, as we await the start of the briefing, I believe that Wally Blue has a guest with him. So come in, please, Wally.
Thank you, Artie. I do indeed have a guest with me. He's the first arrival at the news conference, other than the two of us. And you told me, sir, you are Carl Diesendorf of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Is it the Milwaukee Journal you're affiliated with?
No, I'm with Backerman and Finch out there. We're in wholesale plumbing fixtures.
Uh-huh.
All top-of-the-line merchandise, chrome-plated faucets and that sort of thing.
I see. Well, why do you suppose a person in your field would be assigned to cover the news conference of Congressman Bushnell?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of doubt that anybody in my field is doing that. I just kind of wandered in here by mistake myself. I thought this was the door to the coffee shop.
Oh, well, then I don't suppose you'd be able to confirm or deny the report that Congressman Bushnell plans to become a candidate for president today.
Oh, I sure would.
Okay. Well, thanks for giving us the views of a typical voter like yourself. Now back to my colleague Artie Skirmahorn in the podium area.
Thanks, Wally. I might just inject a brief note of mystery into these proceedings. Now, this news conference was scheduled to begin about 5 minutes ago, but so far there's little activity here in the Gold Horizon Room. I suppose that could indicate that Mr. Bushnell is still trying to reach a decision about his candidacy. Do you have any thoughts on that, Wally?
Arnie, very sorry indeed. I wasn't listening to your remarks, but I do have a guest here at the mic side with me, and I presume he's a member of the congressman's entourage. What is your name, sir?
No comprendo, no hablo inglés.
Okay, well, thanks for your time. And now back to my broadcasting colleague, Arthur Skirmahorn.
Well, I don't know why you keep sending it back to me, Wally. As you can observe from your vantage point, I'm still here alone. I found some sheets of scratch paper on the desks around the podium area, but all of them are blank, so that still leaves us very much in doubt about the congressman's presidential plans. Do you have anything to add from back at the rear of the room, Wally?
No, I don't, Artie. Back to you.
Thanks, Wally. While you were speaking, I noticed that a well-dressed employee of the hotel is entering through a rear door. I presume that means the news conference will be starting soon. Say, excuse me, sir.
Me?
Yes, sir. I'm Arthur Skirmahorn, Bob and Ray News. I wonder if you could tell me what's causing the apparent delay here.
The delay in what?
Aren't you an employee of this hotel?
Yes, I'm the assistant front desk clerk, Mr. Fonts.
Well, then I presume you're aware that Congressman Grover Bushnell is scheduled to hold a news conference here in the Gold Horizon Room. It was supposed to begin 10 minutes ago.
You've got the right time, fella, but the wrong day. The congressman's news conference was yesterday.
I see. Did he announce at that time whether he'd be a candidate for president?
I'm not sure. I wasn't here, but I think he talked mostly about some plan he's got to build a dam in Pennsylvania.
Nothing about running for president?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. Well, there you have it, America. Congressman Bushnell appears to be testing the straws in the wind. Meantime, he remains undecided about the presidency. And that's the latest from the Fessenden Hotel. Now for Wally Blue and myself, this is Arthur Skirmahorn, returning it to Bob and Ray in the studio.
Mm-hmm.